More and more, companies feel they have to protect sensitive data, and not just from hackers lurking outside their digital walls, but from insiders, employees who might swipe bank account numbers or electronic medical records, for example. Now a new breed of security software is hitting the market to help with what's called insider threat detection. And as NPR's Aarti Shahani reports, that's raising some real labor relations issues.
Step into the presentation, please.
Appreciate your time, and thanks again for joining us.
Michael Krause is the Director of Insider Threat Strategies at Raytheon, and he's giving me a virtual tour of a product called SureView.
So you're basically watching a screen.
An employee screen. Lots of security products track data when it moves between computers and servers, but SureView is a way to zoom into the employee's desktop and follow every keystroke. Take this file.
Familynotes.txt.
It could be family notes, or it could be company secrets. If the employee copies it to a USB stick, the software sets off a red alert, grabs that same file, and displays its contents in real time.
And you can see kind of the quick view of it over to the right-hand screen.
Managers can't predict when an alleged violation might happen, so SureView lets them rewind to the minutes or hour before the alert and watch like a slow-motion film.
So it's very compressed video, but it's very readable by an investigator.
The software also tracks employee emails and websites they visit and pairs that data with this new stream to try to pinpoint malicious intent.
You can kind of, by watching the video, determine that.
Raytheon is a leading military contractor in the U.S., but here they're selling to a new market, the small business with sensitive data. They even put together this infomercial.
When most people think of cyber threats, they picture criminals or hackers trying to break into a network. What they don't realize is some of the biggest threats are already inside.
Right now, companies use software to block an employee from copying or emailing an unauthorized document. But according to the research group Gartner, only 5% of that software traces every move, looking for bad actors. By 2018, they project it'll be 80%. Behind this new technology is a new management philosophy, one that assigns a risk level to every employee.
100% of companies are at risk.
What's hard to minimize is the false alarm.
It really is the limiting factor, if you will, to insider threat detection.
Greg Shannon is a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon. He says failures in technology can create a really toxic workplace. Say I'm poking around a bunch of files, doing research above and beyond the call of duty. In the old days, no one would know, or I'd be called proactive. Now, Shannon says, I'm under suspicion.
That's pretty demoralizing, demotivating, and I may just say, fine, I'm going to go find a job elsewhere, especially if I've done nothing wrong.
Lamar Pierce is a management professor at Washington University's Olin Business School, and he's got another concern. He's seen managers misuse surveillance tools, pick fights with employees who play a little fantasy football on the job.
Why don't we start monitoring directly what people are doing during the afternoon? Why don't we start, reading people's emails to see if they say anything bad about the boss?
Productive day.
Mike Olson is a founder of Cloudera, a San Francisco company with about 600 workers. Cloudera records employee emails and web surfing patterns. And even though that's a standard practice, Olson isn't comfortable talking about it.
Because it raises in the minds of employees that they are being spied upon?
Olson says Cloudera does not currently have managers sitting in surveillance booths looking for bad actors, and he doesn't like the sound of that.
Absolutely every action I take on my computer while in the office is observed. I understand in the abstract that that's possible. As an employee, it would creep me out if I believed that my employer were doing that.
Security companies are hoping that as this new software becomes more accurate, it'll feel less creepy. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.